Father God, we just thank you this morning for all those that came out to sit in your presence. I'm asking God that whatever works you started in them this morning that you finish, bring them to that place, Father God, of fullness in you. Father, we just thank you for your angelic host here in this sanctuary today. We just thank you for this season, for all the blessings, all the gifts, all the laughter, all the joy, all because of your son, Jesus. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, God spoke to us a couple years ago and said there was a new sound coming into his houses. And, you know, quite a few years ago, whenever we started leaning towards the new music that's coming out, all the older people left the church because they said I was leaning towards a younger generation. And I said, no, we're just doing what God's telling us to do. And, you know, and now God's saying there's a new sound coming forth. If you realize what it is, the songs are all talking about life. You know, what we go through on a daily basis. And the songs are making us think, you know, that we are human beings. And everybody has problems. And about a year ago, God told me to start praying for the praise and worship leaders because they are being attacked more than anybody. And then as, you know, as we prayed, Brandon Lake, you know, he put out what he was going through. And then some of the others started putting out what they're going through. And all we see is somebody up there mightily anointed of God leading us into praise and worship and anointing falling upon us because they are paying a price. And we have to understand that everybody in the body of Christ that's doing anything for God is being attacked by the enemy. And I know we, and you know, one time God told me with Brandon Lake, he said that he has to work really hard at keeping his marriage on a level because the girls all scream over him everything. And he said that they have to struggle through that. You know, wives get jealous. You know, and he has to struggle through everything he struggles through. And he's not the only one. Others are like that, too. And then you have to think about the fact that they don't always stay young. You know, they get old, too. And so, what is their income is praise and worship, right? So they have to constantly be thinking about how they're going to keep their families as the years go by. Now, a lot of people don't think about any of this. When they see somebody singing, they just think, well, they're really anointed. And you don't ever stop to think of everything they have to go through in order to bring the anointing so God's people can be blessed. And God just wants us, he's wanting us to get down to the simple basics of everyday living. We are still human. Satan is still working to destroy God's children. And instead of us judging one another, we ought to thank God that we're not in somebody else's shoes. And, you know, and just be praying for one another instead of judging one another. Because if you go from the beginning of the Bible to the end, there was always destruction. There was always wars and rumors of wars. There was always killing, looting, and the children were being sacrificed. And right now we sent out something about how Satan's really targeting our children. And God just addressed that the other service. See, God's saying on the lighter side, you have to understand if you're totally immersed in him, even though all these things are coming down, they won't destroy us. Because we understand it, that God is for us, he's not against us. And this is where the body of Christ is going to come into some trouble because they're not ready for what is coming. And they're not being taught what is going to come down the road. Because after all, if you talk like this, you're negative. And really, it's very, very positive. It's just, it's not setting us up for a fall. It's setting us up for a win, a no-win situation. If we really look at what's going on with us through the eyes of Jesus, reality. You know, if you read about Jesus' walk on the earth, he went through everything we're going through. You know, and the people rejected him. They talked about him, said all manner of evil about him. And, you know, I was thinking the other day that I think God dropped this in my spirit that what did Jesus do? He went and sat with the drunkards. And he ministered to the drunkards. And how many of us do that? Now, I know if you have a drug problem or an alcoholic problem, then you wouldn't want to do that because you find yourself, you know, getting messed up. But Jesus, he was holy. And we are holy too. If we're children of God, we are holy too. And we should be strong in the Lord and be able to go minister. We should be able to go over here to Brown's and sit down and minister to people and not affect us in any way, shape, or form. But we should be taking the light into that dark place and getting people saved. Instead, people stand in front of Brown's and curse it and everything else. Why don't we start just blessing the people that are in that place? You know, turn this thing around properly. All right, this is what I read somebody said. In the morning hours of December 2nd, 2022, the Lord began to download this word for 2023 into my spirit. This is what God said. He is fine-tuning and harmonizing his remnant in this hour. He's doing what? Fine-tuning and harmonizing his remnant in this hour to a frequency that will neutralize the discord taking place in the systems and atmosphere of this world. Regardless of age, gender, denomination, or demographic, there is a new sound from heaven that will pull people into synchronization with heaven's agenda. Now, let's stop there. You know, this morning as I was getting dressed, I kept singing that song, Strike the Ground, Strike the Ground. And then I heard Nancy, she was over there telling Grace that she was half asleep and half awake, she thinks, but God was telling her, strike the ground, and then he would tell her why she should strike the ground. God is doing something in his people, and we didn't sing Strike the Ground today. But, you know, he had me do it while I was getting ready. He might have done that to some of you today. Some of you might be singing that song today. God is destroying the enemies. He's setting the captives free. And when he lays it upon our heart, we just keep singing it over and over and over again. God is doing a mighty work. Yesterday we were doing some work up in the bedroom, and all of a sudden Isaiah started singing, just humming to himself and singing as we was working. I said, honey, why are you singing? He said, because it makes me happy when I sing, because I really don't want to do this work. He said, I'm just going to make myself happy as I sing. And, you know, that's the way we all should be, right? I said, God, we all should be singing. We don't like the assignments that are sent our way, but we should be singing as we do them. And then the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? All right, so then the Holy Spirit is hovering over the deep places in the souls of his people where there has been darkness, chaos, and confusion. What did he say? I'm going inside of the cup and cleaning the inside of the cup out. So Holy Spirit is hovering over the deep places in the souls of his people where there has been darkness, chaos, and confusion. The love song of Jesus over his bride-to-be will be an irresistible and magnifying force, pulling many to salvation in the days ahead. You know, guys, I don't know about you, but we're all just think, God, where is this glory? I mean, you know, we have it, but we don't have it in this fullness. And so I said, God, I think we as a body of Christ have grown weary about this now. I mean, I might not be speaking for you, but I really believe there's a lot of people saying, where is this glory that you're talking about? It's coming, and God had to get us prepared so we could carry the light of the glory. Because he couldn't use us if we were still dark. And so it's up to you how quick the glory comes. It could just be on you and nobody else. But how it's up to you if you're a glory carrier or not. All right, the vibrations of his voice are the external echo of the Father's heart for people whom he may reveal his glory among. All right? strange sounds, songs, and instruments of worship. Now here's God speaking. Be prepared in the days ahead, says the Lord, for strange sounds to come forth. You will hear moaning, wailing, deep, guttural roaring, whistling, and other spontaneous spiritual songs and sounds coming through those in sync with me and what I desire to do in the atmosphere around them. You people are coming to such a high pitch in your praise and worship that you just wait and see what God does through you and how He uses you. You know, when people really get caught up in the Spirit, that's why they whistle. They're so caught away with the Father that it just comes out. These are sounds that God, you know, and I've heard people in here wailing like when they're singing. And some are crying and falling on their face. God moves upon each one of us differently. And so don't fight back these things that God is doing through you. Go ahead and let Him use you. If it's not God, we will let you know in a nice way. But just yield yourself to God, and you're doing a really good job of it too, during praise and worship. And just watch and see how God is going to start manifesting Himself in the miraculous. All right, God said, they will not be afraid, you know, this remnant He's raising up, they will not be afraid to crack open heavenly dimensions and occupy gates and portals that have long been occupied by the enemy through New Age and occultism. God is going to take over the atmosphere, and He's going to put Satan in his place. This is a renaissance of creativity and a renewal of all creation, for all things were and are created through my sound waves. I think God just talked to us last meeting about the sound, that there was a new sound, and even told us, don't you hear the wind? And, you know, I just think we constantly need to be listening for that wind, because in that wind is a new sound. In that wind is freedom. And I just feel the Holy Spirit over me. God is getting ready for some of you in here. You're going to hear that wind very, very clearly before you leave this place today. And because you've heard that wind, then there's change. I'm hearing Him say abroad in every area of your life. In the atmosphere in you, the atmosphere over you, and the atmosphere around you, it's going to be total and complete change. All right, these songs and sounds, this is God speaking, these songs and sounds will offend the flesh so that I can reveal what is in the hearts of those in my house. We're going to be singing songs, well, we've already done that, that offend people, and they're going to say, I'm not going back in there again. They don't know how to worship God. The problem is you forgot how to worship God, and you get caught up in that religion atmosphere, and you don't know God whenever He's around. In the same way that a flower responds to the frequency of the bumblebee by opening its petals wide and sweetening its nectar for the purpose of propagating cross-pollination, so shall my remnant be. We're going to be so free and so open. We're going to be like that little bumblebee going around just placing nectar in the person round about us. These are things that are coming upon the body of Christ who have yielded Himself to His wooing. Brittany, I just have to have you come up here and show her about your shirt. I keep looking at her shirt. It is so cute. Now turn around. Isn't that cute?
That's cute.
Thank you.
The kindergartners think it comes off.
Oh. I'm glad she wore her Christmas shirt. I see Barbara has on a Christmas out shirt. Grace does. Shirley does. So anyhow, we get back to our teaching now. All right. I kept looking back at that shirt, and I said, I got to get distracted here. All right, God said, these remnant will be the ones who are willing to open up and release back to me the vibrations that I am singing over them, who will be marked with my sweetness in the form of an anointing not seen since the days of King David. Remember how God keeps me? I always talk about dance like David did. This is God. That's God, because he knows that we're going to be just like David. And he's preparing our hearts and he's opening the way for true worship to the Father. Where we'll just, you know, I would love not to have that little thing there, because we could just really get lost in worship. We could, 30 minutes is like putting God in a box, isn't it? You know, and God's not finished in 30 minutes with singing. He wants to do more. Well, y'all that know how to play instruments and know how to sing, you ought to make your own choir, right? So we'll continue here. Jesus said he believed that his entire, well, we're talking about, he says, David did not simply praise me with a harp and lyre, whatever you call it. He believed that his entire soul, spirit, and body, along with everything at his disposal, was to be used as an instrument of worship to me. That's what you ought to think. Why can't you dance? You know, use your whole body to worship God. Come on, some of you want to start, but you just can't quite get to, up the gumption to get all the way. Your feet get to tapping, but that's all the taps. Your whole spirit man should be tapping, right? And your whole spirit man should be shouting to the Lord. And we just need to let go and let God. You know, I know the days are coming, better days are coming, because God said I shouldn't want what I used to have. And that was so powerful and wonderful. So when we were on the streets and we was ministering, or in the old folks' home and ministering, and the people were so caught up in the spirit, they didn't move. It wanted to be wonderful. We're out there just a dancing and a singing and a flagging and a doing our tambourines. And, you know, just drawing people to God because of the vibrancy coming off of us. And this is what God wants. He wants us to be alive in him. We aren't doing anybody any good by being dead Christians. We need to let people see there's happiness and joy in the Father, right? We've had enough dead stuff around. I don't know about you, but I've had enough dead stuff around about me. All right, then God said, David was a man who kept his ear pressed attentively to the threshold of my inner sanctuary. In other words, he was always pressing into God, always wanting more of God. And, you know, his father probably thought he was punishing him by putting him out there to watch the sheep, but that was the best thing he could have done for David, because as it was out there in that field watching the sheep that David learned how to really worship the Father. Amen. So sometimes we think, well, you know, I'm being treated bad, but are you really? God might want you in that place so he can draw you closer to him. And sometimes our situations is what causes us to fall to our knees and cry out to God. And so instead of trying to get rid of your situation, what you need to do is just start drawing closer to the Father. Instead of being worried about what people are saying about you, you ought to just be thankful that God loves you and that people are talking about you. I mean, really and truly, that is the truth. Because if you weren't doing anything for the Father, guess what? They would not talk about you. They would leave you totally alone. It's the enemy that's using people to harass you, because he knows he has to stop you before you stop him. I say that over and over again, but that is the truth. All right, David sought to tune himself to the sounds emanating from my throne so that he could release that same frequency over a city that I desire to look and sound like my kingdom here on earth. There's nothing but singing and worshiping in heaven, right? Why don't we have it down here then? If you notice, the worldly singers are starting to get sick, overdosing, suicide. The darkness has driven them to stop their life. I'm believing that God is going to touch some of these people that's out there in the darkness with so much of his glory that they're going to turn their talents toward God, and they're going to save cities. You know, just as the devil used them to draw cities to him, God's going to turn these people around, and then God's going to use them, because they're well-known names. And when people see them changed, it's going to blow their minds. And then they're going to want what they have. It's just like people watch you and they say, look at that little jerk. You know, they'll never amount to anything in life. But then God, you know, God gets a hold of him. He gets a hold of the people and they're changed. And look what God does to them. I was like Moses and I still am like Moses. God, I can't even talk. I can't preach for you. But he used me anyhow. And to tell you the truth, the only time I can really talk really a lot is if under the anointing. Otherwise, I have nothing to say. And see, that was one of my problems. I said, God, I don't even like to talk. But God will use it, whatever vessel he wants to use. Are you listening? Then God went on to say, these are the kind of worshipers I seek. They worship in the spirit of truth, by my spirit, with clean hands and pure hearts. Clean hands and pure hearts, set on pleasing my eyes and ears, and not the eyes and the ears of men. I was putting a song service together, and I was watching this one song and watching how they were flagging. Those girls were about ready to fly, I think. I mean, you know, they had these big white flags, and I mean, they were so in the spirit. I don't think their feet were hardly touching the ground. And such anointing was coming off of that video as I was listening to the song. And see, this is what we have to be. We have to be so full of the anointing of God that when we go out, you know, people, it's the anointing that draws them to you. And then when the anointing draws them to you, then God will use your mouth to speak salvation to them. Okay, I entitled this one, Offending the Religious Spirit. God said, be aware and be warned. The sound that will come forth in this hour will offend the religious spirit in my house. And it's been doing that. Many ignorant souls will blaspheme my spirit by saying of this new sound, that sound is not of God, but is of the devil, because it will disrupt and disturb the demonic frequency that they resonate so deeply with. See that? But for those with humble receiving hearts, the very same sound will be songs of deliverance that will cast out sickness, addiction, despair, and demonic oppression. I know that God has used me to speak into people's lives and say, you're going to sing and your singing is going to set the people free. And if you're one of those, I would get so excited because all you have to do is stand there and sing in the spirit. And then as your voice vibrates out there and the sound goes out there, the demons have to leave. If you ever notice in here, when the anointing is really super high, if anybody has a demon, it starts acting up because it's trying to get away from the anointing. You understand this? So I think that if you was to sing, if God's called you to sing, your ministry singing, I would just work on it really super hard. It's not hard to learn a song, is it? What's hard is though, singing it in the spirit. Allow the anointing to come forth. If you ever notice when Brandon Lakes comes onto a stage, it electrifies. And the people, you can hear them, they change because he brings a strong anointing with him to that stage. Phil Wickham's the same way. If you ever listen to any of his songs, it sounds like he's playing everything in the spirit. You can just feel the anointing so strong. There's many out there like that we use it. That's why we use them, because when I'm looking for a song service, I know, well, God will tell me what type of song he wants, and I know if that song's anointed or not when I start listening to it. And like God will say, no, I don't want you to, even though I want to use it, God has said, no, I don't want to use that. And so whenever he puts it all together, then it really flows. And just like I said today, listen to the first song. Then the rest of the song service will flow. God wanted you guys to see that he has a plan for your life. And then you got that down in your spirit, then you could really worship the Father because you know he loves you and he does have a plan for your life. You're just not a piece of whatever blob on the earth. You are a vessel that God has placed here to use for his honor and for his glory. Where am I at, Nancy? The spirit poured out without measure on those without mixture. God said, let this be made clear. The worship I seek is not seeker sensitive, nor is it for men's entertainment. You have asked for my glory, and I earnestly desire to give it to those who are surrendered enough to steward all that comes with it. No flesh glory in my presence, says the Lord. You have to understand it's not you. It is the Spirit of God in you. I don't know if you ever watch Benjamin. What's his last name? Who? No. Is it Hastings? Benjamin Hastings. You know, he sings, I love him, you know, but you couldn't sing the songs in here. People think he's crazy. But they're life songs, you know, and he sings his life. And then Gabriel said to me, what are you listening to? And I said, it's Benjamin Hastings. He's singing about his son. He's telling his son, I'm so sorry, I have to be away from you. And it's a beautiful song. But, you know, we couldn't, there's some songs you just can't sing in church, but still know you should listen to them because they build up your spirit, man. And let you see you're not the only one that has to leave your children addicted for a job, you know. And I just think you need to start looking at music in a different way. You really do. I think you just need to start. And you know, I have this thing about men flipping their hair around. You know? And see, so God's trying to get that out of me. You remember I said, Brandon Lake, he flipped that long hair, bangs his head up and down like that. That just drives me to distraction. So I said, all right, God, get this thing out of me so I can quit, you know. So, you know, that doesn't take away from his music, does it? Doesn't take away from his anointing, does it? He just likes to flip his hair, you know. So that what I'm saying is we need to quit leaving one little thing, throw the whole person away. All right? All right, Jesus says, I will come and inhabit the praises of my sold out ones who possess a heart like my servant David, who longed for me as his one thing that he was after. See, he's looking for people who only want Jesus, nothing else. You're not worried about how your family treated you. You know, David was, they thought he was a nobody and stuck him out there. Oh, he's just nobody. He was somebody in God's eyes. If you're a nobody in the world's eyes, you're somebody special in God's eyes. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. Because the enemy had you on the backside of the desert, trying to make you believe that you're nobody because he didn't want you to come forward and be the somebody that you truly are. Look at all the people that are being abused, you know, sexually abused, and it's terrible. But God has a plan for your life. He does have a plan for your life. And all the things that you've gone through, my life was never nice, so I don't think it was because it wasn't. So when I talk, I know what I'm saying. But God has a plan for your life, and everything you've gone through, believe me, you will be able to use it to help other people get saved. All right? God said, I will give my spirit without measure. I will give my spirit without measure to those without mixture. And my glory shall fill the atmosphere where they worship. For the weightiness of my manifest presence will not be able to fill a brick and mortar building in the days ahead. See that? My manifest presence will not be able to fill a brick and mortar building in the days ahead. I was never meant to be confined to a stationary structure. I am the God of the universe who desires to fill and rest upon a people who will host my glory over regions and nations. I will no longer tolerate being treated like a genie in a bottle, confined only to a building on Wednesday and Sunday. For I am Yahweh, Master and Creator of heaven and earth. And though deep darkness covers the earth, it shall be filled with the knowledge of my glory. And my glory will ride on this new sound into the furthest reaches, bringing breakthrough as it goes. I'm going to stop there and just say what I'm just hearing in my spirit. you young people that can sing, whoever you are in this building, God's saying you need to get together and you need to put like a concert together. And we need to advertise it and hold it for the young people to come in and watch you worship the Father. There's enough of you in here, I believe, they could do that. Are you listening? It's time this church mobilizes. Because God said we are now on the map. He told me that a couple weeks ago. It's time that this church mobilizes. In other words, it's time that the world sees what you guys can do through Christ. Are you listening? And, you know, if you ever watch Mary Steele, she flags so in the spirit. It looks like she's being caught up in the spirit. And, you know, what if you had these young girls, you know, singing, men, whoever you are. And then you had Mary Steele and Grace on one end, each end of the building, flagging the glory in. Don't you feel the spirit over this? This is what God's saying, right? We need to be doing this. But you can't have a mixture. Isn't that what he said? You have to be sold out totally and completely to him. I think it's awesome. So I think each one of you that knew that God said you were going to be a singer, you need to start praying and allowing God to show you what he wants you to do. And he said this is a corporate thing. You will work together in unity and love, and his glory then will be poured out from you onto the people. I've lost my place again. Where are you at? Am I clear over there? All right. Recognizing his frequency, the sound of ruin and revival. God said, blessed are those who are not offended by me and will recognize the frequency that I am releasing. All right, you know, it says, blessed are those who are not offended by me. When you're following God, people are going to reject you. That's what that's saying. And so that cannot bother you at all. If that bothers you, God can't use you. Are you listening here? Yeah, I tell this story before, but my aunt died, and I went to the funeral, and I walked into the room late because we traveled from here 5 hours to Pennsylvania. And they said, who just entered the room? And they said, oh, that's just Barbie, Tom's daughter. And they ridiculed me that night for some reason why I didn't know. But a year later, one of my cousins, I went to her house because her mother was sick. I didn't know, but she read cards, whatever them cards are, and she was in another room. She came out of the room crying, and she said, Barbie, I am so sorry. I said, for what? She said, we thought you had everything together. You had a perfect marriage, your perfect everything. And they said, and so we were jealous because you had all that and we didn't, so we made fun of you and we ridiculed you. But my cards are saying you've had a very, very hard life. You had a very bad marriage. And you've just held it together because you love Jesus. Now, see, you know, and I didn't know all that was going on. But God vindicated me. I know you shouldn't read cards. And I didn't know she was doing it. But still, God used those cards to show her what was really going on in my life. She said, all these years we've envied you. And all these years you've had a very bad life. And it was only God that kept you going. Think about that, you guys. All right, blessed are those who are not offended by me and will recognize the frequency that I am releasing. It is a sound that brings ruin to man-made religious structures and demonic strongholds. You hear that? This sound brings ruin to man-made religious structures and demonic strongholds. It is a sound that also brings revival and reformation to those whose hearts are broken and contrite before me, for I am the God who brings both ruin and revival. God has been trying to break us to pieces so he could revive us. Revival starts with us. And then there's a corporate body. Then we take it to the world or bring the world in, whichever way you want to put it. Now, you guys have been really, you've been really faithful. You come here every service, no matter, you know, sometimes the services are up, sometimes they're down, but you've been really faithful. And God showed me something this morning. It's because you've been that way. He's going to bring the glory in here to such an extent that we'll even have greater miracles than what we used to walk in. And then he said, these people who have come service after service that have been faithful, I'm going to use them to minister to those that I bring into the house. You see that? So you haven't been just sitting here. God's been training you constantly to be the man and woman of God that he wants you to be, so he can then place his strong anointing upon you and he can work miracles through you. In this ministry, you know, we've seen people be healed of cancer without being touched. We've seen blind eyes being healed. We've seen all kind of cancers on bodies just dropping off. We've seen God raise the dead 3 times, plus a dog, so that's 4. And, you know, we have seen all the miracles that there are. And so, you know, how much greater could it? So this is what you're sitting under. You're sitting under that kind of an anointing, under a miracle anointing that's in the Lighthouse Church. And so that anointing is being transferred onto each one of you as you sit here. So don't be surprised at what God does with you. And you know, my story is that before I started the church, I used to go into grocery stores and everything, and people would say that I touched them and they were healed. You know, just by, and I never touched them really, just by walking past them, God would heal them. You know, that went on. So you guys, the anointing that's in this building, God wants to transfer onto y'all so that whenever you go out there and you're around your people, they can be saved, they can be healed, delivered, whatever it is, because you're carrying that anointing. All right? So don't be shy and don't be surprised at what God does through you. All right, God said, just as a surgeon must cut down, open a wound in order to mend an underlying condition, so I am coming with this frequency of healing that will first cut through the surface comfort so that my spirit can freshly circumcise the hearts of mankind again in this new kingdom era. Now, God told me, I know a good 20 years ago, he said, daughter, I'm removing my healing from the churches. Because we were just having healing after healing after. I mean, people just came because they heard you could get healed just by walking in and sitting down. And then God just said, I'm lifting that. And he said, the reason why I am is because my Holy Spirit is doing the healing and they're trampling over my Holy Spirit and I won't allow that. But then he also then told me what a year ago, I think it was, I'm bringing healing back into the house of God. So we are prime candidates to go out there and use our hands to lay on the stick and watch them recover. All right, the song of the redeemed and the anthem of a new generation. And God said, I am singing a love song over all the earth in this hour. And we know he is. Know how I long for those who hear it to respond accordingly to me. It is a song of the redeemed and the anthem of a new generation. It is time for my bride to get in sync with my heartbeat. Rhythm of my awakened remnant will catch many up into the cadence of my kingdom realm. Do you realize all this love that God's been pouring out on us is all being collected inside of us, so that God can pour it out upon the people that you come in contact with? Do you really understand that? So, guys, go ahead and suffer. Because look what you're getting in return. You're getting in return everything that Jesus is. And then we're going to go out there. And wouldn't it be wonderful if you walked into the classroom and everybody fell out in the spirit? Because that's going to happen. I just heard God say, that's going to happen. He said, it can and it's going to happen. Why is that happening? Because you have sold yourself out to God and he's just using the anointing inside of you to free a whole classroom of people up. And then wouldn't it be wonderful, and I can really see as a spirit realm, where the glory just goes from room to room to room. You're the light. I see the light going from room to room to room. And that whole school was saved in one day. You should feel the anointing on that. And so Brittany's walking out there. Hey, Satan, thank you for causing me to go in the dark side because I found the light. And now the light's use is setting other people free. We've been through hell and back. Yeah, more than once. More than once, right? And it's worth it. I'm telling you, it's worth it all just to be a child of God to begin with. But then to think of all the wonderful things he's going to use you to do to free up this dark world out there. Isn't that marvelous? I think that's absolutely wonderful. All right, synchronizing with his heartbeat. Let us respond with prayer to this word of the Lord. This is what this lady said, so I thought it was neat. I wrote this down. Father, thank you for preparing our hearts and minds to receive the new sound you are releasing over the earth in this hour. I've been thanking God for that for a couple years now because we have the new sound. We know the new sound. And, you know, when I first started singing, this is nothing against anybody. When I first started singing, not the quiet little, as I started singing the jumpy songs, people say, they would say, well, can't we go back to these quiet sounds? I said, no, we can't do that. And, you know, like we've been using jumpy songs. And so I'm ready to do a jumpy song service. And God said, no, we're going to sing something quiet today. And every time it ministers to the people. You know, God will lead you in every area of your life. And those who have, God has put under me, he's always let me know when you need me. And you know, and I pray for you. And then finally I get to talk to you. And then I hear all the things you've been going through. But see, God has been telling me these things all along. That's what he wants to do to you. He wants your heart to be so with his heart that he can tell to you, Tiana needs prayer today. I've been praying for somebody for 3 months now and didn't know why, but I got an email and found out why. They really need my prayers. But why did God use me? Because they were here at one time under the Lighthouse Church. So whoever you come in contact with, they are your assignments. And every time they're in trouble, God's going to lay it upon your heart to pray for them, call them, do something. And then you'll find out they needed me. Do you understand that people need you? I don't care what you've gone through. People need you. Don't they, Mary? Yeah, I know Mary's going through a lot of discouragement when she first started doing the thing God told her to do. But I think she's finally okay with that. But people need us, and that's why we go through the things we go through. The devil's trying to take you out. Do you understand this morning how really special you are to God? You have to understand it, or the enemy will take you out. It's nothing you did. It's because, yeah, you did do something. You received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the only sin you, that's, no, that wasn't a sin. That's the only thing you did. You did no other sin. And that's a sign that you are truly a child of God whenever the enemy fights you over and over and over again. Amen. All right, then your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. We ask that you would forgive us for our pride in any way that we have made worship more about us and our preferences rather than about you and your desires being released into our hearts, churches, cities, and nations. We give you permission to offend our minds and flesh to reveal what is in our hearts. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to do whatever is necessary to bring us in sync with the Father's heartbeat, so that the whole world will be filled with his glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, did you believe that? Did you really, really believe that? Now, God said, the season for singing and pruning the vines has arrived. We're going to hear a whole lot of different songs. Have you noticed there's a whole lot of new songs out right now? a lot of new songs out right now. God said, I hear the cooing of doves in our land, filling the air with songs to awaken you and guide you forth. Can you not discern this new day of destiny breaking forth around you? The early signs of my purposes and plans are bursting forth. The budding vines of new life are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of their flowers whispers there is change in the air. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher place. For now is a time to arise and come away with me. For you are my love, hidden in a split open rock. It was I who took you and hid you up high in a secret stairway of the sky. Solomon says, let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. Excuse me, how beautiful your eyes of worship and lovely your voice in prayer. God wants to put a new song within each one of our hearts. Not a song that some other songwriter wrote. He wants our own personal song to be written inside of us. You know, and that'll be the song that we'll be singing, because God is singing that special song over you. And the vibrations of that song is going to break you wide open. It's going to rid you of everything that the enemy's trying to bind you with. Because now you're going to have your own personal song coming up from deep within. So some of you, I would really like for you to write down your personal song when you get it. And share it with us. The song that God is going to give you personally. For you to sing over yourself. And set the enemy running. New sounds all over the place. I'm hearing God say new rhythms coming down from the heavenly throne. And then he's saying, will you be a voice piece for your Father? Will you allow him to sing through you? What this church needs that I haven't heard recently is somebody just bursting out into a song. You know, during praise and worship or whatever. That song will be the song that God is singing over us that day. And this is what God wants to happen. Remember how I used to start singing in the spirit? And then God would just start ministering. This is what God wants to do once again. Sister Nancy used to do that. I'm hearing him say he's bringing a song of true worship back into the house. But it's a sound you haven't heard before. He's not reaching into the past and pulling anything forward. It's brand new. Unrecognizable, he's saying. But it's of the Father. Is there anybody in here? Do you understand what God's saying to you this morning? You're special. You're an instrument of honor that he wants to work through. I'm hearing God say, he doesn't care who branded you a failure. He never did that. And I've lived most of your lives, and I'm still living. But I never gave in to the wiles of the enemy. I never let it tear me down. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's because I had a praying grandmother who took me to church from the time I was 2 months old until she died. I don't know. I do know one thing. God can overcome anything that Satan sends into your life. He can bring you peace and he can bring you joy. He can wipe away all the past and everything's brand new. He can wipe it away he always tells me, in a wink of my eye, he said, I can give you the miracle that you need. So if you truly want to get out of your past, just tell God, it stank, it was no good, it ruined me. I want you to take it. And I want to walk into the newness of life. The altar's open this morning for you to have total and complete freedom and for God to start releasing that new song within you that's going to bring you into the higher heights with him.